viene spallato via, Oba, acrobazia, via, Regal, Regal!
Lamu, The America's Cup is now New Zealand's Cup.
Eccolo il cross, e adesso vinto
My favourite sport is rugby. Love watching the All Blacks play.
Who cares? Tiddlywinks Championships is played over...
All over New Zealand, people are at their transistor radios cheering.
And I suppose you don't get to this level if you can't handle those kind of situations.
We're going to fall an underarm. We haven't believed it.
New Zealand!
Ugh, there are a lot of sports. So many sports.
What's up, Lisa? Screw.
How's it going?
Good.
What's going on in the sport world? What's going on in sport life?
Lots of stuff.
Because you're just about that life. I'm so hard out. That's why we get you in here to do this segment.
Yes. I actually had a pretty sporty weekend.
What did you do?
Not in terms of doing it, in terms of watching it.
Mm-hmm. That's the best.
Yeah, definitely agree. Lots of cricket watching. I just couldn't.
That's the most relaxing to watch. That.
Did you watch the New Zealand game over the weekend where it was just one, you know, by the.
Don't ruin the ending. I'm going to watch it later.
Well, have you not seen it?
Nah, it's not really like that with sports, is it? What happened? I get my sports news from you, Lisa.
Sorry. So, the Black Caps won against the West Indies five runs?
Mm.
I'm pretty sure.
Nice.
Really tight finish. Really could have gone either way on that ball. It's caught.
Literally,
out,
the guy was just about to smash a boundary.
I saw that catch.
And he caught it.
Oh, man. Nice. Who caught that?
Yeah. I can't actually remember.
It looked like Guppy.
I don't know. I think he's injured now.
Okay.
But that was a pretty interesting game. There was quite a few good games over the weekend, so lots of cricket. And I also watched this sail race called Sail GP. It's the race, the boats, a redesign of the boats that they had for the America's Cup.
Which America's Cup? This most recent one?
I think the most recent one. They're like,
do they foil out of the water?
Catamarans.
Remember the first time seeing foiling? I was just like, what is going on here?
So these boats are called F50. The other ones were called AC50, so I'm assuming it's the same ones.
Nice.
But it's just been redesigned, and obviously people that know a lot about sailing will know much more than me.
That's
what
okay.
The difference is. I don't really know what the difference is. I've been told there's lots of differences. So
is
there
Auckland
you go.
Still the city of sails? Is that only kick up every time we have the America's Cup here? We're like, by the way,
are we the city of sails?
Deflate your rugby ball.
Has anyone ever said that? Probably not. But that was really interesting. So they created this whole new race series with those boats. And it's, surprisingly enough, it's not been taken over by brands. It's still countries, which is kind of weird. Like, you know how America's Cup is like, France versus New Zealand versus whatever. Yeah, so it's the same thing. But they have kept the countries racing against each other. But they go around the world. And so this weekend they were in Manhattan, actually. They were doing that in the Hudson River.
Hudson. Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Massive winds, lots of, you know, big gusts of wind. The French boat actually capsized. Lots of flying off the water. Quite impressive, makes for a good spectacle.
The faster you get the boats going, the better. My favourite part of America's Cup was when they summarised the kind of what's going on with that computer graphic, and it all just happens really fast. And you see all the tacks happening. You're like, oh man, if we can hurry things along a bit, I'm into it. So let's get these boats going fucking quick. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah. So this series is going to keep on going for a bit. I just caught it.
Nice.
This weekend, but I'll look more into it because I feel like it's pretty interesting.
New
Zealand's actually not part of it, which is quite interesting.
Great.
I reckon they're either working really hard to get their new boat ready and, you know, like focusing on that.
Is that 100%. Here? Can we go look at all that? How does that work?
What do you mean?
Should we do like
I think you can.
Can I go down and just go?
They're using that ANZ, that was the Viaduct Event Centre.
Do I have to show up and go, hey, I'm a taxpayer?
I don't know if you can. Well, you can always try. You can catch them, actually. A lot of them just, you know, go and
Bridges
have...
dad is like a sailor.
They all wear their New Zealand team jerseys, so you can just stop them on the street and ask them questions and stuff. Yeah, they do actually. So yeah, you can always catch them. That's not what I wanted to talk about today. Actually,
no, carry on then. Carry on.
But because I wanted to talk about the World Series, the Red Bull Cliff Diving World Series, which is happening at the moment. I thought, Johnny, you might like that because you're kind of into those
whereabouts?
Extreme sports. So it's a series where they move to, I think, 9 locations and in a variety of countries, mainly Europe.
Feels like a Greece kind of thing. Like you jump off into nice blue water.
Well, so like sometimes you jump off actual cliffs, but also when it's in Dublin, they actually just make you jump off a platform. And then sometimes you also have to jump off beautiful old bridges.
Yeah, I've seen the beautiful old bridge one.
Like Bosnia.
Yeah, man.
That's quite nice. But they kind of change locations. 27 metres for men, 22 metres for women.
What? Why?
Why is there a difference?
What's a couple more metres make all the difference?
I don't know. I can't, you know. It's just another one of these things.
They figured out the distance that the bikini stays on kind of thing. Well, I don't understand how this works.
Hopefully there's a better reason than that.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know. There's a difference. Fair.
Sorry, but I'm just trying to think my way through it.
Yeah. But
is it a closely fought series this year?
It's actually not. There's this guy, I think in both men and women side of the competition, both people that are at the top of the ranking have just
dominating.
Been like, yeah, dominating. They just won every single
is
event.
It all about, is it like normal diving where you got to do as many things as possible and then when you hit the water, no splash? Or is it kind of more
so,
like, yo,
so it's kept that element of high diving, or like, you know, what you see at the Olympics where they jump from like, although Olympics is 10 metres, so you know, you just do that 3 times.
In this.
Yeah, so you still have to do a certain amount of like things in the air, different kind of dives that belong
acrobatics.
In different categories, and you have to like choose how you start, you know, backwards, forward, inwards, or whatever, and you have to loop or jump or whatever, somersaults, or all of these technical terms, and definitely no splash in the water, and then you get marked by a jury, and then that's how you get your points.
Props to Red Bull for like they always get behind the newest, weirdest crud. Eh?
Yeah, they've been launching all these series around the world of like all these extreme sports.
They like legitimize weird activities. Eh? They're like, all right, let's make a thing about it. We'll call it the Red Bull. Whatever.
I don't know. Do you guys remember when we talked about Flugtag? There's this Red Bull thing about like where you build your own plane and then you like fly your own plane.
Oh, where you run off the end of the wharf.
Yeah. It's not real. It's like
no, it's not like you're still building something to jump off something and try and fly. It's still fairly, you know, dangerous. And then they do a lot of air racing as well. But yeah, they do.
That's
like
very different, though. You've just made a massive leap now. This is what I was afraid of. One's a dumb buggy that goes into water. The other one's like legit, like planes that go.
Actually, when I was looking at the list of all of the weird things that Red Bull sponsors, they do this thing once every few years in Auckland, which I didn't know about.
The car thing?
Trolley Grand Prix.
Yeah, it's mean. It's over in the Domain.
You've seen that, in the Domain.
It kind of got too real, though. I think
they put speed bumps in over there.
No, it's more than that. Like companies like Porsche and that started making like carts and stuff.
Also,
started getting a bit too, like kids couldn't even enter. And they
thought it was just like make your own whatever no motor wheelie thing and try
like,
and make
it's
it
gotta
to
be
the
like
end.
Totally badass now. Like, but you know when these things go too far, it's like I think
shame.
You might have lost your sight of what it is.
Yeah, they're definitely like these things. But what?
People do make some awesomely fast little go karts. Would pretty much 90% of them disintegrate on the way down.
Yes, you fall and then you've got like multiple, because it's a proper course that you have to do, and it's going down right alongside that road in the Domain. They don't create a new path, I don't think.
Sorry, just reply to this texter. It's about 100 hertz hum. It's coming from the Indian place downstairs has an extractor fan, and so that's what you're hearing. As well as us talking.
Oh, is it?
It's a deep hum. It's kind of hard to explain. I just thought that maybe someone else is experiencing that hum. You're not being abducted or anything. It's a real thing coming from the radio. Don't worry about it.
I think it happens every single second of being on air.
No, sometimes it's not happening. Sometimes it is. Look, Rick's on it. Don't worry about that.
All right. Okay, I think Sam's looking at us like, you know, I need to do my headlines.
We should probably do that.
Maybe we should do that.
Thanks.
Is that a bit late?
Thanks for
that,
Lisa.
But catch the sailing and look at people jumping off beautiful landmarks. That's kind of cool.
Right on.
Sigue el balón al centro, sabe, sí, no. El balón le cae a Toto, intenta controlarlo dentro del área. La pelota para Leo Messi. Vamos, Leo.
Kick it, don't fucking pass it. So many sports.